Welcome to the Wellbeing Scriptures for today. Our motivation in this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's Word, which gives life to our mortal bodies.
And we're reading from the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, and we start with Health Scriptures. Proverbs 4, 20 to 24. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to him who finds them and healing to all his flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you crooked speech and put devious talk far from you. Matthew 18:18-19. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Romans 4:16-21. That is why it's dependent on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham. For he is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. In the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope, he believed against hope, that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told, so shall descendants be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Hebrews 13 verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. James 5:13-16. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is any cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick man, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man has great power in its effects. 1 Kings 2, verse 3. And keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and keeping his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. 1 Chronicles 22, verse 13. Then you will prosper if you are careful to observe the statutes and the ordinances which the Lord commanded Moses for Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not. Be not dismayed. 2 Chronicles 26 verse 5. He set himself to seek God in the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Psalm 34 verse 10. Young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Psalm 92:12-15. The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. They still bring forth fruit in old age. They are ever full of sap and green. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock. There is no righteousness in him. Proverbs 11, verse 25. A liberal man will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. Genesis 1:27-28. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon this earth. Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Other well-being scriptures. John 15, verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. 1 John 5:4-5. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Psalm 103, verse 2-5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Psalm 5, verse 12. For thou dost bless the righteous, O Lord. Thou dost cover him with favor as with a shield. Habakkuk 3, verse 19. God the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like hinds' feet. He makes me tread upon my high places. Philippians 4:6-7. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. John 1, verses 1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. God is a very faithful God. Keep on with his word. Listen to this as many times as you can. Speak it over yourself as you hear these words. They bring life to your mortal bodies. They change every situation. For God is not a man that he should lie.
Thank you for your time today. I see you again tomorrow on Well-Being Scriptures for today. Bless you.